You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Last week we started talking about it's time for your examination. This is something that this time of year, a lot of people go through reflection. In fact, a lot of people have their annual checkups with their doctor, and their doctor might say, well, you need to lose weight, or you need to really bring your blood pressure down, you need to make some dietary changes, or take this medication. A lot of people start thinking about, well, you know, should I exercise more? Should I lose weight? Should I change my diet? But there's other areas. People are focusing on their financial fitness as well, and their relational fitness. And really, we should also be focusing on our spiritual health. In fact, our spiritual health is more important than any. And if we're healthy spiritually, it can positively impact all of the other ways. But last week we talked about really examining our physical. We talked about our physical examination and how important it is to make sure that we are doing what we need to do, that we're taking steps so that we can be as healthy as possible. I believe, and I want to be as healthy as possible so that I can accomplish as much for God as God wants me to accomplish. I don't want to be held back because I'm sick or because I'm tired or because I'm run down, because I don't have enough energy, or because I'm spending so much time at the doctor's office. I want to be healthy even in my latter years to be able to serve God. We also talked about setting our priorities right and realizing that we should seek first the kingdom of God. And we talked about making things right financially, whether that's cutting back in our spending or paying down debt or working harder or working smarter, maybe gaining extra skill sets that we didn't have before so that we can be more marketable. Just being diligent in our work and going above and beyond and doing what we're doing as unto the Lord and allowing God to bless us through that. So we talked about that, and today we're going to look at our relational examination as well as our spiritual examination and look at developing a biblical worldview and applying the Bible to all areas of life, including to government. So when we look at relationships, sometimes people say, well, things would be a lot easier if we didn't have people in this world. And certainly, if you could make your own decisions and you could do everything yourself, then to a certain extent, things would be easier. You wouldn't have to work with differences of opinion and differences of viewpoints. But God has set us here in community. And in fact, He has set us here and He has equipped us in such a way that no one person can actually do everything. We need other people. And in fact, we obviously need other people to reproduce. You can't have, if you just had one person, you wouldn't have, the way God has created us, you wouldn't have offspring. You wouldn't have a next generation. And we are very different from each other. And especially when we look at members of the opposite sex, which husbands and wives are, the way God has designed it, there is to be one man and one woman joined in matrimony, holy matrimony, until death do them part. But boy, men and women are very, very, very different. And we see things differently, and we look at things differently, and we think differently. Our minds, our brains actually work differently. And this is, by the way, it's not just something that that people say it's actually a biological, physical fact. There's actually something that happens in the womb to males, to biological males. We know that we have a right brain and a left brain. Well, they start out joined together. And for women, they stay joined together. But for boys or men, what happens is you actually have a testosterone bath that comes across the brain that actually separates the two hemispheres. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there, and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems. We are back. We are ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and your technology problems. That's what we do here at A Faster PC. And that's what we do here on A Faster PC Live Technical Support. We help you resolve your computer and technology problems. And we want to help you today. It doesn't matter what topic your question is on. Doesn't matter if it's what we've been talking about. Could be on anything. As long as it's computer or technology related, we can help you out. We can answer the question. That's what we do here. That's what this show is all about. So give us a call. Whoops, I almost forgot. Well, I did forget to start recording the show. But, you know, we are streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. So if you're listening on the radio, that's fine. We love you listening on the radio. If you miss part of it, or maybe we're actually going in and explaining some things like we will be doing throughout the day here, you'll be able actually to go in. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems, computer questions, and answer your computer and technology problems. So one of the things that we will be going over today is we'll be going over scams and how to determine whether an email is a legitimate email or not. And this is something that I do on a regular basis. We help our customers, both customers that are paying for the time, because we have two ways of billing customers. You can either subscribe to one of our managed services plans, and we have these for individual consumers. We have these for home office users. We have these also for businesses, for ministries, for government agencies even. We can do co-managed plans. So we can come in and help you with certain things. And we do provide this service for our managed services clients, as well as the clients that are paying for the service. So we have clients that are on managed services, and then we have other clients that are just, they're paying for the service. So however much time we spend on it, we charge them with a minimum of a half hour. And sometimes we'll cut it down to a quarter hour for what we're talking about today. But what I am going to do, I'm going to switch over to a full screen so that you can see the emails that did come into that we'll be going over today. And these are types of emails that we get quite a bit. We have people that contact us, customers that call us up and say, "Hey, I got this email. Is this legitimate or not?" And we're going to try to help you determine this yourself today. But also, if you're not sure, you know what? It'll save you a lot of time and money to ask. And we have customers that do this. And you know, let me tell you, if you fall for one of these, and we have a lot of customers that do fall for these, and when they fall for these, in fact, we have customers that use this on a regular basis, and should, you know, you would think maybe, I mean, we would think maybe no better, but will fall for these scams and then call us after they have called the scammers. Now, the two that I'm going to show you today, I don't know whether, I think the main target here is to launch malicious code from an attached file. But there are, we do have situations, quite a bit of situations where we're seeing issues where people are actually looking to launch or to have you call them. And then when you call them, they're hoping to get you to let them into your computer. And once you do that, your saved passwords are not safe anymore, including your bank's saved password. They're going to go after your bank, and if they can, they're going to try to transfer money out. It's going to be calls to your bank. It's going to be really probably bringing your computer in to have it scanned, or having us come out to scan your system. And in addition to that, you have all the time spent, all the time wasted, and sometimes closing out bank accounts. I mean, really, we have customers that close out bank accounts and open up a new bank account. I mean, just think about everything that has to be done when you do that. You have, you know, direct deposits, I'm sure. Many people have direct deposits from the government or from their work. And you have automatic payments that come out, and all that has to be reset up again. So it definitely saves some time to pick up the phone and give a call and ask the question. And again, we have customers, both managed services and pay-as-you-go customers, that will call us and ask us about this. We received actually two of our email accounts. To one email account, we received two emails that really are targeting us to open an attachment. Now, why would they want us to open an attachment? Well, the one that I'm looking at is purportedly from the Geek Squad. Now, by the way, this is sent, just to show you how indiscriminate these emails are, this is sent to our computer company. One of our email addresses on our afasterpc.com domain. So, do we need Geek Squad support? No. We actually know more than the Geek Squad. So, why would the Geek Squad send this to me? Well, here's the thing. The Geek Squad didn't send this. Anyone can send out an email saying that they're the Geek Squad. And by the way, if the Geek Squad sent me something, the Geek Squad is a part of Best Buy. Don't you think the email address would start from with bestbuy.com? That it would end with that it would be something at bestbuy.com? But this is actually a Gmail account. So anyone in the world can go out and open up a Gmail account and can send an email with the subject that says, and this says, we appreciate you returning to the Geek Squad. And there's... And the body of the message is just thanks and regards. And the whole information is in a attachment that is labeled Geek Squad Info, and then it has a whole bunch of numbers .jpg. So this is a JPEG file, which is an image file. Typically, it would be a picture, or could be a picture of an invoice. That's what it's purporting to be. But here's an issue. It's possible to embed a JPEG with a virus. So in this case, you could actually have a virus in this JPEG file here, and most likely, or some sort of malicious code, so that if I open this, what's going to happen is going to be bad things are going to happen to my computer. Perhaps my computer is going to, they're going to start encrypting data on my computer. Or they might install, some other malicious code that gives them access to my computer. Maybe I know some people are concerned. We have a lot of customers that come in with the camcorder on, or the camera on their laptop covered up with tape. Well, perhaps they might have access to the camera with code that's in this. Another one that we got is actually from another email that purports to be someone that's asking us to quote them, and it actually has a PDF. So we talked about how JPEGs can be infected. Well, PDFs can be infected as well. And this actually purports, that, hey, we want to buy something from you. In fact, they want to buy a heavy-duty control ball valve, which we don't sell, by the way. But if we did, there's a request for quotation.pdf. Now, you might think, well, can PDFs be infected? Well, here's the thing. This is right from Adobe's website. Can PDFs have viruses? Yes, they can. So PDFs can have viruses, and you need to be cautious, and you need to protect yourself against these. And if necessary, give a call and just ask a question. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here, we're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Yes, you do, and we are back ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology problems. This is what we do here on this show, and we want to help you with that. So just give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, and we will actually help you out, resolve your computer problems, and answer your questions, your technology questions. So, this is what we do on a regular basis here on a Faster PC live technical support. And you can also type your questions into the comment section of the live videos, either on Facebook or YouTube. I am monitoring those through through both through the web portals there, and we can actually help you resolve your questions. So we were talking in the last segment about how some customers or some emails out there are malicious, and you really, one of the things you want to do is there's a famous saying that Ronald Reagan had, trust but verify. Well, I would say with email that's really not the best way with email. With email, I think you want to distrust the email first. So you don't want to just assume that the email is legitimate. Even if the email comes from someone that you know, or looks like it comes from someone that you know, or looks like it comes from a legitimate business. Now, these two that I actually showed just a few minutes ago, those really don't look very legitimate. I mean, the one you might say, well, the one that has, let me switch back over to that, to the full screen, to actually go over the one that we actually have up. Let me see, where is it? It's the snipping tool. So this one, it's a request for quotation. And it is, it does come from at least a URL, or at least it purports to come from a URL. And this is another thing. So the email address, if you are using webmail, the webmail is going, by webmail, what I mean is you're going to a website, gmail.com or AOL.com or yahoo.com, whoever it is, outlook.com, you're logging in, you're going to, when you send an email, it's going to come from your email address. But if you're using a program like Microsoft Outlook or in the old days, Outlook Express, you could still use Outlook Express with certain email addresses, although it would be more difficult if you're using Thunderbird, which is Mozilla's email client. If you're using other email clients, that they're actually software that sends and receives email, you can go in, it's possible to go in and change the email address so that you're actually authenticating with one email address. That means that you're actually logging into an email server using one email address, but you can actually have it say that your email address is another email address. It doesn't even have to be on the same domain. And what's the domain? That's the website address. So in this case, he's saying Total Energy Supplies, energiesupplies.com. And so, this person could legitimately, be at that address, or they could have hacked into that address, or they could have just created this domain for the purpose of sending out emails that would spoof people or try to trick people into opening an attachment or calling the number. It's probably not too likely that someone would call the number because it is an international number. And being an international number, it would cost a considerable amount of money to actually call the person. And of course, they know that. They know that you're probably not going to call. You might send an email. Well, what happens if you send the email? Well, if this person actually has access to that email address, well, they could reply back to you. And then it might look like it's more legitimate. But really, is it legitimate? Well, probably not. And in this case, I can really just about guarantee you with a 99.9% likelihood of detecting or likelihood of certainty, I can pretty much guarantee you that this is an issue. And we have actually a caller on the line right now. And is this Daniel on the line, Cliff?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to a Faster PC Live technical support. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
I'm looking to buy a small CD, a portable player.
Okay.
And I need it for playing Microsoft Voice Recorder files. I think they're M4A files.
Okay.
Will it do it? Do I know that if I buy one of those, it will play those files?
Yeah, so you're going to get, and when you say a portable CD player, you're talking about something that actually you put a CD in, connect earphones to it, and push play on the device itself, and it would play through the earphones, something like that. Is that correct?
Yes, but I would get one with speakers. So
okay, sure.
The speaker, but yes, I would want to put a CD in there and play that M4A formatted file.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So what you're going to want to do is, first of all, you're going to want to do a little bit of research on the device that you're buying and just see whether or not it does support that type of file. If it does support that type of file, then you could actually, it should play it. One other additional problem is that certain types of media, and when I say media, I'm talking about actual disks. So, I would imagine maybe you're going to get these files from a computer and burn them onto a CD. So you may find that one brand of CD works and another brand doesn't. So that's one additional thing that you may run into. If you do find that the device doesn't support that file format, then you could get a software on your computer that is capable of opening that file and then save it as a different file. And one of the things that I use on my computer, and I use this every week to prepare audio files for this show as well as our church show that's are both aired on WPSL and WCNO, is Nero Wave Editor. And I actually already have it open. And there's also Nero Soundtrack. These two programs are typically a part of a suite that Nero has with video editing and other types of things. But you can actually get the Nero Wave Editor and Nero Soundtrack for free from Nero's site. And these, I actually haven't tried opening that type of file with it, but I would imagine that it will work. So that would be something to just check and see whether it actually would work or not. But it's free. So if you did have a problem, you could probably open it up with Nero Wave Editor, and then from Nero Wave Editor, you can actually save it as an MP3 file, or you could save it as an MP3 file, and then when you create your disk, another way, when you actually create the disk that you're going to put into the device, a lot of them probably are going to play MP3s. If it doesn't play MP3s, you could actually take those MP3s and create a audio CD using the MP3 files as your individual tracks for the audio CD, and you would be able to get 70 minutes worth of audio on a disc. Well, depending on the size of the disc, but most of the discs today are going to support 70 minutes worth of audio on each disc. Of course, if it does support MP3, you can fit far more audio on that. And so hopefully that can help you steer you in the right direction and help you out with that.
Okay. On each one of these CD players, if I look, will it tell me what kind of files or what it supports?
Well, what you'll want to do is look online. And one of the real advantages to actually purchasing online today is that there are a lot of reviews and questions that other prospective buyers have asked, and you can actually get in there and read their questions and the answers to those questions from, and really these are going to come from people, either the company that's selling it or the company that made the product, or they're going to come from people that have actually bought the product and have used it. And there's also reviews, and you can look through those. Quite often you can ask your own question. If your question that you're asking, if no one's ever, you know, hasn't ever asked that question, you can ask that question. And, you know, of course, the one thing you kind of have to wait for other people to answer you. You know, some people, you know, if they're part of the company that's actually providing the service, well, they'll be more likely to answer you more quickly. But you know, your average person, well, you know, they may not actually be at the site, you know, reviewing it all the time. They might go there one time and then not go there again. So you know, that's something that you'll have to just be maybe a little bit patient on that. But hopefully there's a good chance that someone else has already asked that question, and you'll be able to get in there and find the answer to that.
Great. Okay. I thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, Daniel. And, you know, definitely being able to play the audio that you want to play on various media is very helpful these days. And, you know, there's more than one way to do it as well. Not just the, you know, the CD player, but there are MP3 players. And, of course, the smartphones can play a lot of audio files as well. And people are, you know, I remember years ago, I used to listen to audiobooks on my CD in my van, my CD player in my van, and also on a CD player that portable CD player, basically a small boom box. And, you know, I used to do that. I remember even going back to the time when I was a teenager, and even a little bit before that, we actually had an auto reverse tape player that my parents bought me the Bible on tape, and I listened to that in my room, and you know, it was really a neat thing. Well, today you can listen to audio on your computer, you can listen to audio with your phone, and of course your phone is very, you know, I mean, some people have bigger phones, but you know, they're fairly small. They can go with you. You can have them, you know, attached to a belt clip, or have them in a pocket, or you know, have them in a women will put them in a purse and other places. But you know, you have the ability to listen to various types of audio, including this show and any other content that are on the two radio stations that we're on, WCNO, WPSL. This show can be listened on the TuneIn app, and I believe also Google Home and Alexa. You can actually say, play WCNO, play WPSL, and they'll play. And you can listen anywhere in the world as long as you have internet access. So that's a really cool thing. You know, even if the towers are down or you have other issues, as long as they can get, the station can get the feed to the streaming service, you can actually listen to it. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to Facebook.com, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website, afasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says Listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie. And on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves Yes, you do, and we are going to the lines here. We have Steve on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Live Technical Support. How can we help you today?
Well, Brian, God, you just said something just now that has me a little concerned. Do you consider a cell phone a computer?
Well, the cell phone definitely does have a computer chip in it, and you know, it has a processor, it has memory. So yes, I mean, you know, it's not as functional as a computer. Like, you can't install programs on it, but you can install apps on it. And some, you know, the Apple phones are more secure than Google phones. But even Apple, maybe, I don't know, 6 months ago or so, they had a major zero-day threat where there was an update that if you didn't install that, you know, hackers could get into your phone, and they actually did not say whether any that threat was exploited, and it could have actually been exploited. So,
well, here's my situation.
Yes, go ahead.
I am a prime member at Amazon, and I'm going to purchase an awful lot of digital music through them. It's stored on there online, and you can also download it if you want. I have a broker that allows me to, I'm trying to find a way to bridge my phone to the audio system in the vehicle. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. A lot of people do that.
In the past, I used to have a situation whereby I could go ahead and program my vehicle to play my Amazon music through my Amazon application on my phone.
Yes.
Now, I downloaded a new version of Amazon Music, and I had to download an application called WAD, W-A-D-E. Are you familiar with this?
Not that particular app, but we have helped customers get their phones synced up to their cars. So it, you know, there's different.
At that right now, I mean, my phone is hooked up to my car. Whenever if somebody calls me, I just push the button on the screen, and it goes ahead and allows me to interact with that person through my cell phone and through the vehicle. But now I've got this new application called WAD, W-A-D-E, and my impression is that I'm not going to be able to play my Amazon Music from that Amazon Music application unless I use this thing called WAD. And I have not finished the total installation of it as of yet. It's there on my phone. But I'm trying to determine whether or not I'm supposed to be going this way, or if there's something else I need to do.
Yeah. So it looks like from the WAS website, they give real-time traffic alerts, avoid real-time headaches, and you know they also have you know the ability to link in you know audio as well. So you know now is it a you know. How legitimate is it? It does have a 4.4 rating on the Google Store and a 4.9 rating on the Apple. So they, you know, they have navigation and live traffic, and there may be other WAS apps as well that are available. You know, I haven't used any personally, but you know, it is amazing how these apps really know so much about, you know, traffic and you know, traffic stops. Most of the time, if you have a slowdown on the freeway, if you're using a GPS app on your phone, you know about it before you even see the car slowing down. Most of the time. Yeah.
Whenever I started up my Amazon Music app, about 2 days ago, there was a little message up there on the top that said, you want to listen to your music in your vehicle, go to WAD.
Okay. Yeah, so Amazon may be, you know, utilizing them to provide the connection to the vehicle.
Okay. I understand. So, I got to do some research on this because Amazon has been making some major changes over there on the story when it comes to digital music, how to listen to it, how to download it. The application has changed at least 3 times in the last year.
And that can be frustrating because, you know, it takes some time to get it working, and then you get it working, and then it changes. That can definitely be frustrating.
Okay.
But hopefully the change is for the better.
Thank you.
Even though you'll have to learn.
Okay. And God bless you, because I listen to you every Sunday morning, by the way. I go to church, and then I come home, and then I listen to you, and I love everything about it.
Great. That's awesome. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay, thank you. All right. And, you know, definitely there's so many things you can do. The last segment we had a caller that asked about, you know, playing audio on an MP3, and we were talking about, well, you know, or an audio player, a CD player, you know, so that's kind of an old school way of doing it. You know, going back to probably the 90s, maybe, you know, trying to think when CD players came in. But you know, for in modern times, it's a little bit old school, but you can still do it. And then, you know, modern day, you know, your smartphone has the ability to actually do a lot of these things using apps. And the caller here is linking up his phone to his car to listen to music while he's driving down the road. Now, you know, and it's kind of helpful to be able to link it to your car, because a lot of times the audio on your phone, first of all, you know, you have a lot of road noise, and it's a lot of times not loud enough to actually hear. And so, you know, being able to connect it into your car is important. Well, the newer vehicles and even the newer phones, it's a little bit more tricky to do that with. And there are ways to do it. There are ways to do it even with their Bluetooth devices, or devices that your phone connects to, and then they transmit over to a radio signal. But, you know, the newer cars don't even have radios. So with the newer cars, you're not listening to a radio station on the radio. By the way, that doesn't mean you can't listen to the radio station. Whether you listen to WPSL, whether you listen to WCNO, whether you listen to any other, remember WKRP in Cincinnati, you know, if you're listening to those stations, whatever station you want to listen to, you can go to the TuneIn app. And these cars that don't have radios have the TuneIn app. And you can go to the TuneIn app and you can search for WPSL or WCNO, and you can listen to the station. We have callers, we have customers that say, you know, I used to listen to you on WPSL, but my new car doesn't have AM radio. Well, that doesn't matter. You can listen on TuneIn. And we have other customers that now are saying, hey, you know, my new car doesn't even have a radio station. Well, you can still listen on to WPSL and WCNO on the TuneIn app. And this is an app that you can play, that you can get on your phone. It's free, although they do have a paid version. The paid version gives you some extra features. Like, for instance, if you want to listen to, let's say if you're an NFL fan and you want to listen to NFL games that are out of your area, you know, certainly whatever's on WPSL, you can listen to. But if you're, let's say, I'm a Steelers fan, and, you know, I actually went to the TuneIn app to a Pittsburgh station that actually broadcasts Steelers games. Well, unless you pay, you can't get the Steelers game on Sunday on that station unless you live in the Pittsburgh area. They know where you live based on where you're connected from. You know, they know where you are based on where you're connected from. But you could pay and you could actually listen to the game live. Of course, you know, there are other ways to listen to the game live, you know, other legitimate ways. There are illegitimate ways of doing it as well. But, you know, I like to do things legitimately and legally and ethically, in ways that aren't going to try to, you know, sites aren't going to try to infect my computer. But you know, you can actually listen to these stations on TuneIn for free. They do have an ad that plays at the beginning. One of the neat things about the TuneIn app, and I don't know if you guys, when I'm listening to the radio in my car with a regular radio, sometimes I won't be paying attention, because obviously paying attention to the road is the most important thing. So you might be, you know, having to, you know, getting ready to turn, or you know, you're coming to a tight place in traffic, so you got to focus on the road. And then you hear something, you're like, well, what was that? What did he just say? Or yesterday I heard someone giving an interview, and I only heard the last part of it, and I heard another reporter talking about what that person had just said, but I didn't hear what that person had just said. Well, one of the neat things on the TuneIn app, you can actually rewind. So there's a little button that you can press that you can rewind, go back, and listen to what you just missed. And of course, you're at that point, you're delayed, but it's okay. You'll eventually catch up, or you could catch up, or maybe you don't want to catch up. Maybe you'll just listen to it and you'll be, 30 seconds behind or 15 seconds behind or 2 minutes behind, however far you wanted to go back. Of course, on this show, we're also streaming live to Facebook and YouTube. So right after the show's over, you can go there and watch that as well and listen to it as well. But, again, in your cars, you no longer are limited to just a radio, and in fact, in the new cars, you're not going to have a radio, but that doesn't mean you can't listen to your favorite radio station. You can still listen to WPSL, WCNO with the TuneIn app, and I know also with Google Home and Alexa. So there's really lots of ways that you can actually, and lots of things you can listen to. One of the things I like to listen to when I'm in my vehicle, other than talk radio and Christian radio, I like to listen to audiobooks, including the Bible. And I can do that through Audible. And Audible, I was an Audible subscriber before Amazon bought them. And now Amazon owns Audible. And, all my books that I had purchased in the past have come over. You can subscribe where you can stream certain books for free, and you can buy books. A lot of different ways to actually get in there, partake of different audio content, and of course video content is available as well through various streaming services. Some of it is free and some of it you have to pay for. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, It's Time for Your Examination, Part 2. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.